consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Benatti succeeds where others fail.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
On the next Cops, a Thanksgiving dinner is busted for having more than 10 people.
Put down the turkey leg! Drop the turkey leg!
If they had one less person, it would have been fine. But Jessica had to invite her boyfriend.
You have enough stuffing for 11 people. That's possession with intent to distribute.
Viewer discretion is advised while watching Cops and also the Detroit Lions game.
She's reaching for the baster!
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of Gravy Enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty of eating too much.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
It's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barrier to accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely. And Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important. And it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Did you hear me say blowout and margaritas? You better believe it. This is our pre-Thanksgiving blowout, second annual one. Everything has a crazy blowout price, plus blowout items. $99 diamond studs, diamond cross necklaces, $199, 14 karat white or yellow gold. We have silver dollar necklaces, $49. We have floating pearls, $49. It's a crazy blowout sale every day through Black Friday, except for Gobble Gobble Day. Come see us at Margaritas.
The holidays are here, and we are at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road, and also Highway 14. With me today is owner Jason. Jason, you guys always do a magnificent job.
I just wanted to thank everyone for their continued business and support through this year. I know it's been rough on everybody, but I wanted to remind people that they can come see our fine selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols. We're getting shipments of ammo in every day. You can also visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Friday! It's the battle for the big bargains!
Black Friday!
Crazy customers in a frenzy-fueled high-octane shopping stampede!
Black Friday!
Game system! Appliances!
Digital cameras!
Clothes!
Toys!
Even 55-inch flat-screen TVs! All up for grabs!
Black Friday! It's Friday!
At the mall!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a little after 4.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump is continuing his fight against election results, filing for another recount in Georgia, which certified its results last week, showing Joe Biden the winner of the state and its 16 electoral votes.
Unlike the hand recount last week, this one would be done by machine scanners. This, as President Trump's legal teams, led by Rudy Giuliani, is putting distance with attorney Sidney Powell, who is part of the RNC press conference. Powell has drawn heavy criticism for launching unsubstantiated allegations of a global communist conspiracy with ties to Venezuela and Cuba.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Another drug maker announcing promising results from its coronavirus vaccine studies.
AstraZeneca says its Oxford University-made COVID vaccine is more than 90% effective and does not need to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Legal question before we play the bit. Aren't all allegations unsubstantiated until they're substantiated?
I would think so. An allegation is just that.
Yeah, that's kind of how I saw it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Fox.
You suck. And yet you keep returning.
This has become very popular.
Cooking turkey for Thanksgiving Day. It's the only bird I desire. Bought a 25-pounder at the grocery store. Gonna roast it on the open fire. Got a million different things that I gotta prepare. Sweet potato pie, we got dressing to spare. Probably have to buy bigger underwear. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey. What a table we are gonna set on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day. I'll be loosening up my big old belt, cause you know I'll be packing it away. Hey. Brown that gravy, we got taters to peel. Coconut cake gonna top off the meal. If I look bloated, baby, that's how I feel. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey. Turkey leftovers we got, turkey sandwich we got, turkey salad we got, turkey hot and turkey cold. Turkey for breakfast we got, turkey pancakes and some turkey omelets we got, turkey for lunch, turkey soup and casserole. My whole family's coming over too, mama's bringing homemade apple pie. What we can't fit in the oven to bake, we'll just toss in the skillet and fry. One more helping, I'm taking a chance. Just be standing by with an ambulance. Better call the tailor to let out my pants. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
It is 410. I have a couple of options here. I was going to go one direction, and I'm kind of rethinking that. First of all, I want to play this clip of the president, because the person who put this on Twitter said he should actually go through and do this.
I have a couple of interesting, we have a few clips that we're just going to put up. We could turn the lights a little bit lower. I think you'll find them interesting. And then we'll answer some questions. I'll ask you some questions because you're so guilty, but forget it. But most importantly, we're going to get back onto the reason we're here, which is the success we're having. Okay? Please, you could put it on. Thank you.
Here's my recommendation. Look, even 37%, the electrifying story of the day, 37% of Democrats think this election was stolen.
Yeah.
I didn't know that 37% of Democrats were constitutionally capable of being that honest. So even they know it. We know it. It's a joke. But it's a bad joke on America if it stands. Here's, first of all, never underestimate Donald Trump. Never. Second, Joe Biden, whether he becomes president or doesn't, he's not going to be in there until January 20th. Today's November 23rd. That's 7:38. It's 58 days. I want you to pay close attention to the shriek. And it's all, I mean, this morning I had to listen to fat-ass Chris Christie. You know, it's really damaging. How's it damaging to democracy? You know what's damaging to democracy? When voting machines are manipulated and votes are given to somebody who didn't earn them. That's damaging to democracy. When the wrong guy gets the electoral votes. That could be permanently damaging. We are at the precipice now of no return. We really are. Because we still have these two seats in Georgia. However this plays out. Here's the thing. My recommendation is based on something that helped me turn my life around in every way I can describe. Don't have expectations. Don't pop on your computer and expect to see a headline that's going to tell you what you want to see, because it's not going to be there until it is. Don't, you know, Fox this morning is making a big, Pennsylvania judge tossed the case. You know why? Because the judge was appointed by Barack Obama with the sole purpose of taking a case like this and tossing it. You didn't know it would be Trump challenging a vote outcome, but when was the last time an Obama judge ruled with the majority on the Supreme Court or any other place? They studied a different constitution, not the one that, last I checked, we're still using. So don't have expectations. Don't let the headlines with Sidney Powell and she's not part of the team and release the Kraken. Don't get sucked into any of that until there's something there. I don't think Trump would be doing this if he didn't have the goods. We'll see. But it's not going to, obviously not going to be revealed immediately. And the wily man that he is, the media is describing it as this distance between, he's creating between him and Sidney Powell. Well, I've done a lot of reading on what she is supposedly talking about, and it's a software that was seized. In Germany. Why we're sending votes overseas to be counted, I don't know. I don't think this woman, with her reputation, would be putting it all at risk on folly.
No.
What you need to do, this is, the deep state wants its place back. This is why, and remember, not all Republicans are conservative. You know the term rhino, Mitt Romney, poster boy. They're all making these statements. Chris Christie, what's he doing these days besides eating? They're all saying the same thing. It's not good for... Obama got his won his first election based on his claims of election voter fraud. Yet his bony ass is on Jimmy Kimmel on Friday saying, whoa, maybe we'll have to send SEAL Team 6 in. What a jerk off. What a despicable America-hating... but do, for someone you really hate, buy his latest book, 738 pages of bullcrap about himself. This is what's going on. So stay away from all of that. I've really boiled my list of resources down to just a handful. I don't go to Fox News anymore. I stopped going to Drudge well over a year, almost 2 years. Yeah. And even Tucker Carlson. I'm waiting. I have a website up here, ShowBuzz. I'm waiting to find out what Friday afternoon's ratings were. Oh, Michigan witness and former U.S. congressional candidate saw the Biden ballot dump at 4 a.m. and witnessed officials tampering with tabulators. Oh, that's great. And that's a that's clickbait, and that's a I love reading that. Maybe a maybe there's something there, but it's Michigan, and we don't have too many friends at levels in Michigan. We do in the Supreme Court. Which judge justice has Michigan? No, Thomas has Pennsylvania.
Say they said Amy Coney Barrett had Wisconsin.
I believe she's also got Michigan. So forget all of this foreplay, you know, with lawsuits and stuff. They're going to get it to the Supreme Court. And that's when we'll find out what's happening. In the meantime, don't get upset when Joe Biden picks. I just love the fresh blood that John Kerry's going to bring to the swamp. That what a move. What a great move.
Right.
You can't make these people up. John Kerry's going to bring out every hack who's been part of the problem, like himself, like this. There is no president-elect, not until the 14th of December at least, who's dragging out every old friend. They've all had their hands in each other's pockets, and they've been playing more than pocket pool with each other. Same crowd. Joe Biden can name anybody he wants to this position or that position. But it doesn't mean that they're actually going to get the job, because he has got to be declared the winner by the Electoral College. And it could be by that time there just won't be the votes to do it, because some of these states may get tossed. Then it goes to Congress. Trump wins. But it really saddens me to see Republicans distancing themselves from Donald Trump. Why? Because their media masters are telling them that's the smart play. No, it's not. Great article this afternoon by Don Serber. Go to Don Serber. Just D-O-N-S-U-R-B-E-R. Follow it to his blog. He's another guy like David Blackman you should look at daily. Trumpism without Trump is like Reaganism without Reagan. George Bush the first was immediately pissing on Ronald Reagan by saying, we're going to be a kinder, gentler America. Ronald Reagan brought freedom to people. Tear down that wall. Anybody notice that Germany is no longer East and West? It's Germany. And unfortunately, there, like here, the socialists just keep infiltrating. You would think that that everybody on both sides in Germany would be a hardcore conservative, but people also have short memories. In a Playboy interview in 1990, Donald Trump said, "I like George Bush very much and support him and always will, but I disagree with him when he talks of a kinder, gentler America. I think if this country gets any kinder or gentler, it's literally going to cease to exist." That was in 1990. And who do we have? The kinder, gentler John Kerry's and others who will make sure that Iran loves us and all the other, you know, this is what we're up against. But here's the lesson in life. If you don't have expectations, you'll never be disappointed. And I have had to re-embrace that because, especially in the immediate days, when there was so much chaos and confusion, now it's got to work its way through the courts. And it's not going to happen overnight. We're not going to wake up tomorrow morning. We already had the experience of going to sleep with Donald Trump. There's one article today that says Donald Trump is the most popular president in office. Let's see, where is that? Was that this or Liberty Daily? I got to figure it out here. Hang on one second, folks. Be patient. You know, this show is kind of a come as you are party.
Happy hour.
More votes than, yeah, more votes than voters in key states. Five more ways Joe Biden magically outperformed election numbers. There's a thousand stories out there that all have the message that we want to hear, but it's not there yet. I posted a story today, the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. I even said this on the air before, months ago, because it's been a mystery to me how newspapers that are clearly failing, they're firing people left and right. So who's paying for the ink and the paper to keep publishing? China. And with that financial support from China goes the obligation to publish the propaganda they want. That's what's going on. I just hypothesized that. I had no idea until today that that was the case. And it is. And that in itself is pretty electrifying. 422, Mr. Electric, 245-1566. A team of certified master electricians, the very best in the business, with a customer service model that is second to none. When you call them, make an appointment for an assessment on a repair or job or installation you need done, they are there at the time that's convenient for you. They give you an upfront price. That's the price you pay. And these are folks that really know what they're doing with electricity. It's a great business model. And it's totally at your convenience. 245-1566. You'll never have to think about who to call ever again. Mr. Electric. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com. We have a call from Chris.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, you're saying something about the Chinese communists. I think there you might be referencing an article about 12 corporations the U.S. military or government was subsidizing that were Chinese communist run companies. I mean, this is
from the Tennessee Star. It's on my page. The Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, among newspaper paid millions by Beijing-controlled news outlet. Because the papers are not selling. They're not selling nearly enough to stay above water. They're being underwritten. Yeah. And the Chinese wieners have stepped in and done it.
Yeah. I mean, this is how they do it. They're also extremely corrupt people, and they're not scared to pay people off there. That's just part of the game.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of these American and Western guys have figured out. Hey, they'll bribe us, we bribe them, it's all right. That's how it works. I mean, even in the communist supposed...
How much of that $150 billion plane load of cash that went to Iran, how much of that came back through dark or back channels into Obama's pockets, into John Kerry's pockets? We don't know.
I mean, cash money, too.
All I know is that the Obamas are incredibly
wealthy. I told my wife, I like your philosophy. Don't have any expectations. I told my wife, I just texted and said, look, you need to go by the Greg Budell philosophy. Do not have any expectations, honey.
It's a lesson I learned the hard way, but it's absolutely true. You cannot be disappointed when you don't have expectations.
You cannot be disappointed. I love it. Hey, especially when you do what you do. If you did, you'd go crazy, right?
Yeah, well, I've had my moments, trust me. I mean, I once threw an Obama punching bag into the ceiling of the studio, and they still haven't replaced the panel from that And it punctured my punching bag, too.
There you go. Well, you know, the thing is, you just, you know, if the world's not coming to end yet, there is some hope out there. And then you go through these days where you're like, you know, something's really going to pop here, and it's going to be all right.
Yes.
And then some days you get in this despair. You're like, I don't know what's going on.
I wish I looked. Nobody wants more than me to say by 6 p.m., by the end of the show tonight, everything that we want to hear is going to be said. Love to be able to tell you that, but look, we have been setting ourselves up only to be disappointed way too many times, not just since Election Day, but prior to that. So just hang in there, man. God's got this.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's got it. He's at the wheel. I just, it's all going to work out in the end. You know, as conservatives, we're kind of used to it, but, you know, maybe we'll get a big W sometime.
Yeah.
We deserve one. We got the right guy, at least. You know, if this was like a George Bush or somebody, he'd have crawled up.
Oh, my God.
Put his head in the sand so quick.
Absolutely.
That's why they're scared to death of him.
Yes, exactly, because it's that Carlin piece that you hear us play. It's a big club.
Yeah, he's not in the club.
We ain't in it, and neither is Donald Trump. And they hate the fact that he's come so close to exposing that club and all the pocket lining that's been available to those creeps in D.C. Why we should know better as citizens. We should have had a term limit amendment passed. We should. This is kind of on us, you know. We keep sending them back. So why would we expect? That's the definition of insanity. Electing the same people over and over again, expecting a different result. We do
right.
It. Everybody does.
That's right. Well, I got one positive thing. I listened to the governor of Maryland's COVID edict today.
Mm-hmm.
I know things aren't the best here in Alabama, but we don't have a Nazi up there telling us what to do. It is truly scary what this guy's putting in place.
They're all crazy. These same bastards are the ones calling Trump a Hitler and all this. Well, that's what Hitler did. He ran their lives from sunup to sundown. And yet they have the audacity, the balls, to turn around and do it to their own citizens. Screw them all. That's what I say. Screw them all.
You got it, man.
Thanks.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Greg. It's all going to work out, my friend.
It will. It will. I believe
that. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Chris.
And on a happier note.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, baby.
I love that I'm the happy note on this. I like those Magellan shirts, man. They look good on you.
They are, and they're not Columbia shirts, which I don't buy anymore.
But that looks like more of a better quality shirt.
It is a better quality shirt.
How are you doing?
Because I'm a better quality kind of talk show host.
What a bunch of crap.
You are, man, and you look good. Did you see my new bed that I hung yesterday?
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Is that yours?
Yes, that's mine, man.
Wow.
It's hanging from the ceiling?
Hanging from the ceiling.
Does that not create the potential for some swaying issues?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to be...
like a water bed.
We'll be back in a minute.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Officially, they still have the accident at Highway 331 and East South Boulevard as being a live accident. We think they've got that into a parking lot. Just use caution if you're in that area. Very busy on the boulevard all the way around the city. Congestion at all the major intersections. Atlanta Highway, busy outbound, as well as Norman Bridge Road, Fairview Avenue, I-65 and 85. Doing a brisk business through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhardt Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry for as low as $199 a month. The selection is great. Also, check them out at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chait.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219. 98599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman. 334-219-8599.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is starting off on a very quiet note. We're going to be a little colder tonight with clear skies. Overnight low temperature 42. Things are about to get more active, but not right away. Tomorrow's a nice day. I think we tease 70 degrees for a high temperature, a good bit of sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday and Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. Can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. We're going to keep an eye on that system. High 73. The front should be out of here by Thanksgiving, leading to a pretty nice day. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Bluewater Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Disappears During Thanksgiving Cleanup.
Mr. Disappears During Thanksgiving Cleanup.
After heaping helpings of turkey, you chicken out and duck your responsibilities. And you use the same excuse every year. It's just because you want to catch 2 minutes of the game.
But 2 minutes turns into 2 hours.
Gee, nice of you to ask if we needed a hand.
But not the same hand, you just have down your pants, no.
So when the dishes are piling up in the sink, don't get mad at the lazy pile that's sinking into the sofa. He can't help you because he helped himself to seconds and thirds. He's Mr. Disappears During Thanksgiving Cleanup, a real American hero.
Mr. Disappears During Thanksgiving Cleanup.
Come on, get up and load the dishwasher, you big load.
Time out means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There must be 50 ways to eat leftovers. 50 ways to eat leftovers. You just slap it on Red Ted. How about a souffle, Ray? Turkey pie guy, but don't serve it to me. Put it on a stick, Dick, and give it a quick look.
talk to Stu. Speaking of talk, welcome to Happy Hour at 4:35.
Woo!
This is John Effing Carey.
Mr. Carey, sir.
You know, I'm so glad I get to be the climate czar because I am a windbag, you know, so.
You're well suited.
Can you, how many people are over the age of 75 in that administration now? Now they've got Janet Yellen and they've got John Kerry. They put him in charge of the climate change crap, which, you know, this is the same guy that tried to get us in the Paris Accord.
Yeah, right.
You know, so we see what's coming, right? But
This fresh new blood in D.C., man, it's going to, man, reinvigorate. Yeah. That's great. I'm excited.
Remember when the big criticism of the Republican Party is that we were the party of old white guys?
Yeah.
Like, seriously? I mean, Janet Yellen's an old white woman. She was in the Clinton administration and in the Obama administration. Now she's going to be the Treasury person. You know, and of course, she's a lot better than having Elizabeth Warren there.
Oh, God. Wall Street would collapse the day that was announced.
I can tell you right now that the progressive wing of the party is not going to be happy with John Kerry and Janet Yellen pick. They want radicals in there. And of course, I think Kerry's an idiot, you know, and he proves it every time. He's the one that gave away the Iran deal, too, right?
So, we were just talking about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable who they're... But, you know, this is to be expected. I mean, elections do have consequences. That's the way these things go.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. The fact that he's picking old guard people is a lot better than picking hardcore Marxists.
Oh.
So, well, not much better, but a little better.
Just to show you how off the deep end Twitter is, they did a Twitter poll on the ideal cabinet for President Biden.
I can't wait to hear this.
Homeland Security, Ilhan Omar. Department of Justice, Rashida Tlaib. Elizabeth Warren is Treasury Secretary. Bernie Sanders is Defense Secretary. And Andrews Yang. I'm sorry, did I pronounce that? It rhymes with what?
Wang!
As Transportation Secretary.
Yeah. Why not just have the People's Republic of China pick our people?
Well, they just picked our president. What else do we want them to do?
Yeah,
let's not put
exactly
too much pressure
right
on them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, they're not. Are you kidding? You read that story, I guess, about the Chinese paying all these media outlets money.
I was just talking about it. Yeah. It's in the Tennessee Star. Yeah.
It's been going on for a while.
Is the Tennessee Star trustworthy?
Well, how about the Aniston Star? We call it the Aniston Red Star. You know, it's been a rag for a long
time. They've changed quite a few hands.
I don't know who owns them at this point, but their editor was a left winger, hardcore.
They're all left wingers. That's it's like, how do you get hired?
Yeah, well, which is why they have no circulation and they're all going under. Now, they only write for their own print.
I have the entire Montgomery Advertiser in my hand. Both sections.
Oh, both sections. Oh.
12 pages total.
You know the problem with the Montgomery Advertiser now? There's not enough paper there to help start a fire anymore. There is. You know, there's my bird is looking at the birdcage saying, what the hell? There's nothing to line my birdcage with.
You're going to have to start stealing some of those things they put out in public, you know, those free things.
Well, the free papers have more content than the daggum.
Yeah, the tidbits are pretty good, man.
Hey, you want to find out what's going on? Read Boom Magazine.
Read Boom.
Clip, you know,
yes.
Man. Hey, I'm switching Boom for Birdliner because it's in color and it has great articles and my birds.
Yeah, but Chad, look, after you've read it, it's okay. But promise me that you're not going to put my column face up and have the bird all over it. Okay?
Actually, my bird likes to have your column hanging on the side so it can keep reading it over and over.
Oh.
I have smart birds.
You're good read material.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good to talk to you guys.
Chad, as always.
Thanks, Chad.
It's a pleasure. 4:39, we got to go back to the traffic dungeon. Rich's forecast. It was chilly this morning, man. I was not prepared for that wind when I walked outside.
63 when I pulled up a minute ago.
I almost dropped Rich's meatloaf.
Because the wind was blowing.
I mean, I had it wrapped in foil. But the wind caught me off guard. Can you see me standing over a big slice of Rich Thomas meatloaf?
Oh, the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
I would have handled it like that. All right, we're at 4:40. We have to take a brief break here, and then we'll come back. Brad McDonald, next hour, another big day on Wall Street.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It is that time of day when a lot of folks start getting off work, and we're going to see a lot more cars on the road over the next 30 minutes or so. Right now, we have a lot of congestion on the boulevard. Almost all of the major intersections are packed. We've got a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, Norman Bridge Road, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic at times through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. No accidents at the current moment, or no new accidents. That one, East South Boulevard and Highway 331, we believe they've got that one cleaned up. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place Shopping Center, Bath & Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Station Superstore, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Wirth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Wirth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Wirth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Wirth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit WorthCleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Wirth Cleaners today.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with the $4.99 Napa Tool Bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is starting off on a very quiet note. We're going to be a little colder tonight with clear skies. Overnight low temperature 42. Things are about to get more active, but not right away. Tomorrow's a nice day. I think we tease 70 degrees for a high temperature, a good bit of sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday and Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. Can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. We're going to keep an eye on that system. High 73. The front should be out of here by Thanksgiving, leading to a pretty nice day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I want
about mashed potatoes smothered up in gravy? A piece of cornbread and some mac and cheese with sweet potatoes covered in marshmallows, turkey and stuffing on Thanksgiving. I'll keep on eating till my belly's bulging. Gonna feel like I weigh a ton. Maybe later on I'll make a turkey sandwich, and maybe I'll get a little drunk. And all weekend I'll eat the leftovers till the food gets gross and moldy. Tupperware in my refrigerator filled up with food I still wanna eat.
News Time, 93.1 of MWACB. It's Happy Hour. If you're wondering, we've already done the Almost Dr. Baumhauer Wing Finger Daily Double Doctor of the Day contest. He said, without stumbling.
Way to go, man.
Yeah, I just got a text from my friend Kathleen in Florida that is worth sharing with you because it sheds a little bit more light. We're all, okay, Sidney Powell, release the crack and all that kind of stuff. And then at first, and this is why I made the comment I did earlier about take a deep breath. At the most, or at the least, we're 58 days away from Joe Biden. And it's a long way from being a settled matter. So leave it as it is until we have reason to know otherwise. This is a key point about Trump's official legal team and other allies pursuing important cases independently. The Sidney Powell case is effectively a criminal case, and she continues to aggressively pursue it. The campaign's case is primarily a constitutional one. Both can work. Because until they made the... Really all it was, nobody got demoted, nobody got kicked off, nobody says Sidney Powell, blah, blah, blah. But Sidney Powell, this is her specialty, criminal law. And I have a feeling because of the shriek coming up from the same old swamp creatures we've been criticizing forever, this is why they want Trump to concede. Because every day...
They're part of it.
Well, that or every day he doesn't brings it closer to the criminal components of this thing coming out. And it's got to be something that not even a Democrat can say, I can live with that.
I mean, you know, that's bad.
We're hearing a lot of anecdotal evidence. I just mentioned that story out of Michigan. We know about Milwaukee and Philadelphia. This is nothing new. That stuff was known the day after the election. Here's an interesting story. If residents of deep blue cities don't realize sooner than later the Democrats they continue to elect to office are not their friends and allies, the better off they'll be. But this is what they do, and this is why we always say, okay, 300,000 people have left New York this year, maybe more, because that doesn't really account for families and kids and all that. Leave your effing politics behind, please, and stop spreading and metastasizing your left-wing bullcrap. Don't you realize the very stuff you supported is the thing that's chasing you out of town? Why don't they understand that? In New York, the NYPD Blue has had a hate-hate relationship with Mayor Bill the Communist Blasio since he came into office in 2013. The head of New York Police Department's largest union issued a stark warning to subway riders Friday amid the recent rash of shoving incidents by unhinged assailants. Mm. You are on your own.
That's a terrifying thing to hear.
Yeah.
Well, they're too busy protecting the Black Lives Matter troll in front of Trump Tower. That's more important to that fat-headed asshole that's the mayor of New York. Protect street graffiti than the people that pay the taxes and pay his ridiculous salary. That's the problem. The politicians have made it abundantly clear they don't want cops enforcing transit system rules, connecting the homeless with services, engaging with seriously mentally ill people, or doing any of the things necessary to prevent these terrifying random attacks. It is their choice to make, but who is replacing us in those roles right now? Nobody. So again, you live in New York City, you just heard it from the head of the police union. Good luck.
We recommend that all New Yorkers keep both eyes wide open while in our transit system so you don't get stabbed. That is terrible.
If you live in New York and you actually go down, and I've been on the New York City subway, but Rudy was mayor. Last time I was on a New York City subway, it was clean. There was no graffiti on the side of the cars. There weren't creepy people.
But before him, it was bad, though.
That's what the subway was. Rolling graffiti cars jam-packed with ill-tempered people hoping to get home to their crappy little house that they pay too much for in New York.
So sad.
But they vote for it. This is the point.
Ask for it.
You know? It's like, again, this governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, confronted by angry people. This is just getting started. Just getting started. Was confronted by several angry people as he ate outside a restaurant with his family. Video footage posted by Twitter account Breaking 911 showed the New Jersey governor eating outside a restaurant with five other people. The account identified as his family members. And that's the same son of a bitch that's telling people you can't have anybody over and you can't go anywhere. And if they're coming in from out of town, they got to quarantine for 2 weeks. The video showed Murphy taking a bite of food. His woman said, "Oh my God, it is," apparently discovering the person sitting at the table was the governor of New Jersey. Quoting here, "Oh my God, Murphy, you are such a dick," the woman said, as another woman can be heard saying repeatedly, "How you doing? How you doing? You having fun with your family in the meantime? With all the BS going on at your house?" He continued eating as he smiled. For once, usually we're seeing our stories of BLM and Antifa approaching outside diners, getting in their faces, screaming at them, taking their food off the table, the drinks out of their hands. For once, it's happened to one of them. But they elected him. Hell, you were better off with Chris Christie in there, the beast that ate Newark.
Get in my belly!
Where's Eddie?
Crispy Kreme Christie, as Mark Levin calls him.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Crispy Kreme Christie. So, again, liberalism, socialism, it's for thee, not me. The socialist has no problem with these despicable things that they advocate because they know they're not going to be affected. That's how it works in Venezuela. 98% of the people suffer under socialism, while the 2%
are loaded and just laying back,
eating
relaxing.
Living nicely. They don't have to worry about their power being cut off or anything else, or standing in lines for hours to get water and other basic necessities of life. That's what it is, and we are drawing ever so close. And once it's in, I mean, today, I wonder if I got some Facebook feedback on this. Biden's talking about a gun tax. Not Biden talking about a bun tax.
Oh, no! Eddie would be so bummed.
Bummed?
How about his buns getting taxed?
Try it here. Well, it depends. You know, if they do property taxes based on the size of the property, a bun tax could be very expensive.
Oh, man. Big buns. Hey, your followers are going up.
Yeah, Roma. I need one more follower to be at 11,500.
Wow.
Man.
I've checked into some of the people that are following. At first, I thought they were liberal trolls, but they're not. They're just people that are listening from out of state.
That's the idea, right?
Another turd for the Biden punch bowl, the gun tax, and so far I've had two reactions to that story. It makes me wonder if algorithms if my followers are even seeing my content.
If they don't like your stuff or they're not involved on your feed, then they won't be part of it.
They look for keywords in these algorithms. That's why every time you see anything, even with the word vote in it, it gets shaded, or there's an I think for election information, go here. Because they don't want you questioning. You're Sieg Heil, right? I mean, that's the system.
That's terrible, man.
The system they're playing, it's beyond terrible. Well, let's talk about something great.
Ooh.
Today, I was by the front door of the house. I was plugging in the my laser show out in front.
Oh, cool.
Which is great for lazy people who don't want to hang lights anymore. By the way, I may have several Rubbermaid tubs of icicle lights that are really nice.
Oh, cool. Need to be hung?
No, I'd like to give them away.
Oh, that's even better.
And you might want some with your little girl. There's a place to put them.
Yeah, man, I could use them.
And if we have some left over, we'll just give them away. Maybe we'll do that Friday morning.
Cool.
When we're here.
I've learned one thing from you. Whenever I do stuff like that with my kid, it is just amazing to watch her lights, her eyes just light up. Yes. And she's just like, wow. And
well, this story called The Christmas Shoes is all about a Christmas that wasn't going to happen but did.
Yeah, you need to.
And it involves, you know, but I don't, oh, he's writing about his daughter again. I don't want. No,
so what? You like it, and it's great. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we are at 4:56. Let's try and get somewhat back on time here with a visit to Skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, 4000 Troy Highway. That's going to be right at Virginia Loop Road. Please use caution and watch out for emergency vehicles there. Other than that, we are light to mostly moderate all over the city this afternoon. We are very busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A lot of congestion on Atlanta Highway outbound as well as the 31s, and very busy on Cobbs Ford Road up in Prattville. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated right here. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade is worth a minimum of $1,500. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell James.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Happy National Espresso Day. November 23rd is National Espresso Day, so be sure to hug a barista. But don't forget to practice social distancing, so maybe just do an elbow bump or maybe wear a mask and fist bump when you drive through. And don't forget to do the laundry, take out the trash, walk the dog, clean the house, and do all your work before you crash.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Kwok.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Kwok.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Kwok with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands, and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Kwok and Carrier. Visit acbylukekwok.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Kwok.
License number 84417.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
We're talking with David Gray at Gray's Tire and Auto. And David, I love the fact that you make financing easy.
We try to make it easy as we can. We have a 6 months no interest financing through Synchrony. And Synchrony has a lot of cars out there, mainly automotive. We accept Discount Tire, Tire Pros. If you're in the Tri-County area and you got a Tire Pros card, we accept it. Up to 6 months, no interest. But there's so many. You can go to MySynchrony.com. Any of those cars in the automotive, we take them.
Visit GraysTireCenter.com for locations.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250.